So
Is
the
that a
learning today should
threat?
be a schus. That was Yaakov Augustine, if you missed it. So the learning
Avedati
today
ben
should
Peril.
Learning today should be a schus Ilan Nishmas, Chaim Elazar ben Shemshinari, our dear Chaver Luzi, as well as a schus for an Ilan Neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Zion. Also be a schus for a Fuhr Shleima, for Chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Malka, Chaim Dov ben Menorach, Chanalei b'Shein Derach, and Avedati ben Peril. Also a schus for all those in the Makom Sakana in Eretz Yisrael, those risking their lives to protect it. So today we're going to do the topic of Dever, a plague. And he talks about what does the Torah expect of us in the event of a plague. So he says like this, we're on page 544. He says, Amru Chazal, Dever Boir, when there's a plague in the city, it's a Gemara in Baba Kama. Tkanes Reglecha, take your feet into the house, which means basically stay home. Ayivrach min ha'ir, or leave the city entirely, betchilas ha'dever, as soon as it starts. Once it starts, once you see a plague starting, so before it gets out of control, a person is already either supposed to shut your windows and your door and stay home, and what was the COVID term? That people should not maintain social distance, right? So you're either supposed to do that or leave the place where it is. Now, if you recall, when we talked about Gullus, he compared the cities of Edom and the cities of Yishmael. And remember, he said that in Edom, they don't let us practice our religion. And in the Islamic communities, they were much more tolerant. Obviously, this is not an end all be all across the board, but for the most part, in his days, that's how it was. And he says that now he's going to praise the Arei Edom. And this really ties in beautifully to COVID, to the way that the community acted during COVID. It says, how good is the practices of the cities of Edom, meaning the Catholic cities? The They made extra safeguards and precautions. In other words, that they go overboard in those communities. And they segregate people and they maintain social distance and masks and I'll get to Zachen. He says, the more the better, if, again, assuming that there's real scientific basis for it, but the more precaution you take, the better. You put on hazmat suits, you put the patients who are stricken in certain areas of the hospital, and in that way you prevent an outbreak. So he says, from that perspective, it's very good. But he says, from a different perspective, maybe it's not so good to live in these type of cities. Why? Because what happens to the bodies? And this happened during COVID. What happens to the bodies? They put them in a refrigerator truck, and then there's a volunteer who goes out and they get buried in a mass grave because, or they release the bodies after a lengthy period of time. But that Shem Yeh, and he says, Shem Yeh Rechaz V'Shom Shetivka Midas. If Midas HaDin Chalila hits someone, meaning someone gets killed and dies during this Midas HaDin, Machmas HaShmira Yaseira, because they take extra precautions, Yimisu Kodem Zmana B'Misim HaShonav Yisrafu B'Ir, they're going to kill him before his time, and they're going to burn his remains in the city. So you have a person here that they're not going to treat him properly. They're going to just, what's the word? Put them, you guys got to help me out here. What do you do when someone's infected, God forbid, with like Ebola or something? What do they do with that person?
Quarantine.
Quarantine, thank you. So they're going to
Sure.
quarantine that person. Now they're going to quarantine the Sfeikas with the Vadais. So you're going to have a bunch of Sfeikas people who are going to be quarantined together with people that are really sick. And now those people are going to get sick and those people are going to die and those people are going to not be properly taken care of. So he says, on the one hand, it's good because if you are completely healthy, you're better protected. But if there's any minimal contact, all of a sudden you get thrown in, lumped in with the sickest people, and your body's not properly taken care of. You won't get a proper burial. They might cremate the remains if they're really concerned about contamination. He says, better in the Yishmael cities, in the Islamic cities. Because in those cities, in the Arab, not Islamic, Arab cities, because in those locations, they're going to attempt to heal you. That they have special people designated for this. Now, again, he's talking in his times, it's not necessarily the case nowadays, but essentially the lesson remains the same. And if you're in a place where they're going to be super cautious, on the one hand, it might be good, but on the other hand, it might be bad if they're not going to give you a proper burial or they're not going to properly take precautions to save lives. Instead of trying to protect only the healthy, they also have to try to heal. He says, now he says, what is our obligation? Okay, you find yourself, go back a couple of years, and you find yourself in the middle of COVID. What is the right approach? is the right approach to try and associate with people and defy what the doctors are saying to make up, again, not that they had all the answers, but is there, what's the, what does the Torah expect of us? He says, Al-Kopanim, you have to protect yourself from getting sick, taking extra precautions in any way that you can. Sharik siv, aram ra, a clever person sees evil, and nister, and he hides from it. Avru, and the simple people, they travel, they carry on like it's normal, and they get punished. Listen to this. The fact that a person exposed himself to getting to becoming contagious and not taking precautions, that alone is roi le'nashvarizem. It's like committing suicide. And that might be the reason why the guy got punished and got sick. So if you have someone that blatantly went and exposed himself and he got sick and he died because he just didn't care, he says it doesn't apply to me, or he just disregarded the whole disease, then someone like that, it's possible that he was mischayev b'nafsho because of his attitude towards the whole disease. So again, that's why at the end of the day, as much we have to follow science, but then we have to ask the Rabbanim, what, okay, this is what science is saying. And if the Rabbanim are telling us to stay home, not only, it's very scary, not only is it not advisable to go and make minyanim, but possibly mischayev b'nafsho, if you go and defy the Rabbanim and you go and make minyan, they're telling you that that's not the right thing to do. We always have to follow the Rabbanim, and obviously we have to follow Rabbanim that, you know, can weigh the science versus what the Torah expects us, because we're not just blindly going to follow science. The Ikar Hashmiri, and you have to know that the main protection, how what's the main protection that a person can do is to give money to the poor people. And he doesn't just mean here poor people in general, he means poor people at those times when they can't properly protect themselves. So if the Rabbanim are telling us that follow science, which says use PPE, and you have people that can't afford it, so you should specifically give money, that's a shmirah for you, is to give money to people who can't afford to properly protect themselves. They should take an even greater distribution from the wealthy to help the poor people make do. And this will be a kapara for your own soul. That no evil will come, and a plague will not come near your home. You should attempt every day to preempt it, to say that preempt this calamity with tefillah. And to employ whatever secret mystical skulas that are written down in Sifrei Kodesh, like, for example, specific. Now, he's not talking about the fraudulent skulas that people make up. He's talking about a well-known skula. For example, Paprada Mira say the Pita Maktaris
First
Bekavani,
of
you say
all,
Pita Maktaris from a
sorry.
cloud, that is. Or, for example, you have, just give me one second, if you guys want to comment, you'll give me one second. Or you learn a topic in the Torah relevant to your need. Reisman talks about this a lot. He says, if someone is looking for a shidduch, you want to have a skula, Mina Torah, learn Mesechtas Ksubis, learn Mesechtas Kedushin, and those are skulas. Someone is sick, he should learn the Gemaras that talk about cures and medicine. So those are the type, not just running around to a random, you know, to random skulas that have no basis whatsoever. He says, "Ad yashkef Hashem hashkafa l'toiv until HaKadosh." Don't despair. Continue to do things until Hashem looks upon us, the taiva, for good, v'yitein sholem be'eretz chayim v'shalva, and provides peace in the land. Eventually, gamze yavar, everything passes. But you have to recognize that all these things are to come to the recognition that there's only one power in this world, and that's God. And God is the only one who's going to determine ultimately whether someone is going to become sick or not. And therefore, you have to be makdim with tefillah. Don't wait until you're sick to daven. But daven before you get sick, that you shouldn't be in a position where you even need to come on to a schos for a refuah.